From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The U.S.-led coalition is laying the groundwork for the isolation of Raqqa, the Islamic State group stronghold in Syria, according to U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Tuesday. Carter spoke after meeting with coalition defense chiefs in Paris. He says, "We've already begun laying the groundwork for our partners to commence the isolation of Raqqa." They are in Paris to discuss the aftermath of the planned capture of Mosul from the IS in Iraq. Meanwhile, the UN said Tuesday that it had received reports of dozens of execution-type killings by the Islamic State group, including the slaying of 50 former police officers as Iraqi troops close in on Mosul. The allegations are preliminary and have come from a range of civilian and government forces, according to the United Nations Rights Office spokesman Rupert Colville. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a suicide attack that targeted a police training center in southwestern Pakistan that killed at least 60 recruits. This is the provincial government spokesman Anwar ul-Haq Kaka. On Tuesday, the Islamic State released pictures of the three attackers with machine guns as an explosive strapped to their bodies. Britain on Tuesday gave Heathrow Airport the green light to build a new $22 billion runway. The move ends 25 years of indecision, and it vows to boost global trade links after the vote to leave the European Union. The project is one of the biggest infrastructure programs in Europe at £18 billion. This is VOA News. Workers escorted by scores of French police officers moved into the jungle camp in Calais Tuesday, demolishing shacks and tents emptied of migrants being bused to centers around France. They tore down wooden shacks and used earth-moving equipment to carry debris away from the sprawling camp. The United Nations has abandoned plans to evacuate patients from besieged rebel-held East Aleppo, which it had hoped to accomplish during a three-day lull in fighting last week, blaming all parties to the conflict for obstructing efforts. Filippo Grandi is the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees.
The Security Council continues to show no unity in responding to the crisis in Syria, and whilst the Security Council quarrels about what to say on the Syria situation, people in Syria continue to die.
Meanwhile, sophisticated NATO surveillance planes have flown their first mission in support of the U.S.-led coalition battling the Islamic State group. The alliance head, Jens Stoltenberg, spoke Tuesday ahead of a two-day defense ministers meeting in Brussels.
NATO provides direct support to the coalition. We have started to provide support with our surveillance planes, our AWACS planes, and the first flight took place last week on the 20th of October, and we will continue to provide AWACS support for the coalition.
Now we turn our attention to Australia, where two women and two men were killed at a theme park at the popular Gold Coast Tuesday. According to police, witnesses describe how everyone was screaming after a raft apparently flipped on a water ride. The accident happened on the Thunder River Rapids ride at the Dream World Park. This is Queensland police spokesman Todd Reed.
One of the rides have sustained some sort of malfunction, causing two people to be ejected from a ride. Another two people were caught inside the ride, two males and two females.
German police Tuesday raided apartments across five states in an investigation against 14 Chechen asylum seekers over suspected financing of terrorist groups and links to the Islamic State organization. The raids are part of an in-running investigation which began last year. An elderly Australian man, 70 years old, was jailed for 15 years Tuesday for sexually abusing Indonesian girls on the resort island of Bali after luring them to his house with promises of gifts. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.